Hello everyone, I'm Rob Cattuso, one of the founders of 11 Australia, and we're going to take a deep dive into 11 Australia, the brand, and how it all began. With me, I have Joey Scandizzo, co-creative director and four-time Australian hairdresser of the year. I'll tell you why that's important a little bit later, but thanks for coming in today, Joey. We've talked on previous podcasts how the brand started, but for those listeners who haven't or just simply want a refresh, can you remind us all again how it all started? And hello, Joey.
Well, g'day, guys. Thank you for having me. We're here in the studio, and I'm excited to be here. So how did it all start? Well, we started back in 2011 from an idea. We wanted to create a hair care brand that was easy to understand. So when we were having our discussions, we'll say, well, there was a gap in the market, and what did we want? And we thought, you know, speaking to our hairdressers, obviously I've got 12 salons, over 150 staff, and they all mentioned the same thing, that everything was a bit complicated and hard to understand in the hair care ranges and brands. So we thought, let's make stuff simple, easy for the hairdresser, but even for the consumer.
So tell us a little bit about your staff. When you said your staff wanted something that was easy to understand, if we're standing in a salon and I'm one of your staff, talk me through the challenges they have when they're trying to sell product, recommend product, what's in front of them, and why did they need something that was easy to understand?
I mean, obviously we in our salon, we stock different ranges. We don't just have the 11 hair care brand. And back in that time in 2011, we had four or five different brands, and some of them were in French, some were quirky, some had different messaging. And as hairdressers, I mean, these guys just didn't understand what they were. You know, you had to go into a thorough training session with the sales rep to learn these products, and they'd do those sessions and come out and they might get a little bit out of it, but they wouldn't understand the whole range.
Right.
So for us, we thought, let's break this right down. Let's simplify it and make it easy for the hairdresser, but not even for the hairdresser, more for the consumer who could walk into a salon, look at a retail shelf, and it could just tell them exactly what they need, whether they're looking for, I want body in my hair, or hydrate my hair, or smooth my hair, whatever it was, whatever they need to be prescribed. The hairdresser could do it very easy, but they could do it themselves as a consumer, shop the product as well.
And so does that still work today?
Definitely does. Like, I mean, I'm lucky enough, I sit right at the front of the salon where the retail shelves are, and I see consumers walking off the street. They walk to a shelf and they just walk and can shop the 11 range so much easier. With other brands, whether they know French and they've got to learn a French word, or whether they're quirky enough.
Not that there's anything wrong with French.
Or whether there's a quirky way to understand what that product does. But I think the good thing about 11 was it was straight to the point. It told you what it was, what it did, and that's what we wanted to achieve as a brand.
And I think that's been the biggest part of the 11 Australia story, really. And we go out in all of our communication, and one of the quotes that you said when you started with the brand, that hair care doesn't have to be complicated, it just needs to work. So talk to us a little bit about the product, and we've talked about easy to understand and looking at hydrate my hair or I want body, but tell us now about the performance of the product and how that's important as well.
Look, performance is number one. As much as we've got great packaging, beautiful imagery throughout the brand, for me it was all about performance. This product needed to work.
Tell us about the testing process, like right from the start, because I know it involves your staff.
Yeah,
so tell us about that.
So basically, we work with the chemist and we've got an idea of whether it's a shampoo, a new line of shampoo, or a styling product. So me and the chemist, we work together, we talk about key ingredients, what ingredients can perform this product and get the best out of this product. Then we've created a product. Then we go into a testing phase. So in our studio, we sit there, we bring in clients or friends or family, and we start working on the product. And then some products can take 3 to 6 months, some can take up to a year and a half, but we start to see it come together. And then once I think, yeah, we're right, we've got this product, then it comes to the salon. So what we do here, we've got all these bottles, they've got no label on them, clients don't know what they are, but we're lucky that we've got all these 150 staff who do the testing. They test them on their clients, I tell them what the product does, the benefits, and they work with it, and then they give us feedback.
And do they give you honest feedback?
They do, yeah. They compare against other products in the market as well, and we need to make sure that this is number one, that they love this product. And not every time when we test a product we go, yeah, we've nailed this. So it has to go back sometimes. So sometimes it might sit there and it maybe hasn't got enough grit in it, might not have enough shine, might not have not enough hold in it. So we keep going back and forward, and then we get to a point where we feel, right, I think we've got this. Then it goes through to the consumer. So we've got a test group, a cohort of guys and girls who get to test the products. goes right out to all of them. Then they test it and they come back with their feedback. And you're not always going to get 100% because somebody might love a smell of coconut. Somebody might hate coconut.
Right.
So fragrance sometimes can throw people.
Smell is really personal as well.
Exactly. It needs to perform. Like I said, could be 3 to 6 months. It could be a year and a half. And some of our products that have taken a year and a half are some of our number one products in the marketplace at the moment.
So if I'm hearing you right, you've got over 150 staff who are pretty honest with you, I'd imagine.
They are definitely honest. Let me tell you about that.
And they blind test the products. You tell them what it's about, but then they put it through its paces because they're using it on clients in real time in the salon. And I would imagine your clients are pretty honest with their feedback as well.
100%, yeah. And then, I mean, the good thing is I've got a number of my clients who have been with me through this whole phase. And,
right.
And they want to be a part of the testing. They love it. Like, they come in, okay, what are we testing today? And I don't tell them. I give them a couple of bottles to take home and they come back and say, I love this or I don't like that and maybe try this and add this. So it's not one person who's doing it. The idea comes from myself and some key people in the team.
And I think you can rush a product to market, but I know you've said this before, you're not prepared to put your name to a product unless it's actually given the Joey Scanduzzo tick of approval and put through its paces. And being on the marketing side of the brand, while that can be incredibly frustrating, I actually understand how important that is because the products do perform. As you said, that is key to the brand success.
I do not like to put my name on a product if it's not performing. So it'll never get my tick unless it gives me exactly what I need to achieve out of a product. And trust me, if a product goes to the market, I've got my staff down my throat saying to me, this doesn't work or this doesn't, this needs to change. So I'll never sign off on it.
So I guess when a product does get to market, that must be an exciting time for you to see that it's actually out there, it's working, it's selling, you know, seeing the fruits of your labor and all the work that you've gone into to make sure that it performs.
For me, years ago, to win an Australian Hairdresser Year was a massive achievement. Time goes on and now for me, it's, you know, you've launched a new product that gets into the marketplace. That's what gets me going, to see new products, new innovation coming to life. Like, we've just used some key ingredients, hyaluronic acid. We've added that to, you know, our Miracle shampoo and conditioner. And, you know, we're working with some great Aussie key ingredients, and seeing these ingredients come to life in our products is great for me. That's what I love these days. I still do the photo shoots. You know, I'm working on celebrities all the time. Like, I love that part of what I do as a job, but creating products is something I really enjoy now.
So let's go back to the celebrity for a second. I know you and you don't like to talk too much about that, but I think it's important because there's a really good story around this and the celebrity aspect and also working backstage. I know you've just come off the back of Melbourne Fashion Festival and you do a lot of fashion weeks. But when we talk the performance of the product, using it on celebrity and on fashion shows is equally important as using it on your clients. Can you tell our listeners why that's so important as well?
Look, backstage at Fashion Week, you've got a show, you've got, you know, over 600-700 people in the audience watching, then it's getting filmed and photographed and it's going all around the globe. So if you need a product that needs to deliver shine and make the hair look healthy and beautiful, it needs to work. Because if it doesn't, it'll be on front of a, you know, magazine, and it'll be you know, live, and people can see when something's not working. So for me, it's important that our products need to deliver. Same thing as celebrities. They're on every cover of every magazine. You open up on Instagram and social, their picture gets thrown all around the globe, all over social. So it needs to work. The hair needs to look healthy, or whether it needs to have texture in, or whatever the look is I need to achieve, these products need to deliver that. I mean, a good thing, last week, for instance, Ruby Rose was at our place for dinner, and she's a massive advocate for 11. She's been using the brand for many years. She lives in the States now. She was over the other night. She's like, what's new? What's 11 doing? What products you got out in the market? You know, what are you doing next? Send me stuff. Send me stuff. So she loves the brand, and she's followed me the whole way, you know, from the start, part of the idea. She was always there. And
I would imagine she's pretty honest as well.
She's brutally honest. She'll tell you she likes a product and what she doesn't like in a product.
I would imagine, you know, when you talk Fashion Week and work on celebrity, these are pretty high-pressure situations. So when you need a product to perform, it's got to perform, as you said. And again, I've had the luxury of being able to work backstage with you, and there's nothing better than, obviously, you brief in all of the stylists that come and help you backstage, but for them to be able to see exactly what the product does just by reading the front of it goes back to, you know, what we said before, and easy to understand. That's probably really important as well.
100%, yeah. Like, we've just come off Fashion Week, what, 2-3 weeks ago now, and you know, you've got a whole bunch of hairdressers who are backstage and are looking, you know, I need shine, what do I use? And they can see, you know, make me shine, it's right in front of them. Or, you know, yeah, you, I want sea salt, get, you know, it's got sea salt or texture, dry texture finish or dry finish wax spray. It's easy for a hairdresser to pick that up and tell them exactly what they want product to do and how to perform.
And I would imagine the biggest high pressure celebrity that you've worked on being Anna Wintour. I had to mention her because you won't. Using products, and she took products with her. I would imagine you wouldn't have given her products if you knew they didn't perform, because she's a hard taskmaster. So tell us about, let's not go into the story, but you looked after her for a week and had to do her hair every day. How did that go down?
Yeah, well, she's the editor of Vogue. She gets products thrown at her all the time, and she knows if there's a product's good or not. I was lucky enough and fortunate enough to work with her for a whole week, blow over to hair a couple of times a day on some days and then once a day in other days. But it was a busy week, and she and got to cut her hair as well.
You cut her hair, cut her famous bob.
I cut the famous bob. She doesn't like one hair out of line. So I was a bit under pressure at the time. I was stressing, but don't worry, I got to work and did a great job and built a great relationship with her. She's always said when she comes to New York, come visit her. So I'm actually going there very soon, doing a tour of the States. She, one of the products, Miracle Hair Treatment, was one of her favorites. So she's asked me to send me a few of those. She took some with her, and she every now and again contacts me and gets me to send her some. And also Hydrate My Hair shampoo and conditioner was the one we used while she was in town, and she took a few of those with her as well.
Love that story. Mm-hmm. All right. So we talked about how easy the products are to use and the reasoning behind the development of the brand, and performance has been really key. Let's go back, and I know you just quickly mentioned hyaluronic acid, which is one of the new ingredients that we have in our soon to be released. So depending on when you're listening to this, it might be released, but Miracle Shampoo and Conditioner, which we're incredibly excited about. But also native Australian ingredients has also been important to us. Tell us about those.
Yeah, like Australian ingredients, we're an Australian brand, so we wanted to use some local sourced ingredients. So we use ingredients such as desert peach and wattle seed. These nourish and condition hair. So there's obviously working with the chemists closely, we love to work with our natives.
Yeah, I think that's a great Australian story as well. And constantly improving ingredients and with new innovation come new ingredients?
100%. And even with some of our products we've got in the market at the moment, every now and again there's new innovation. So we might reformulate a product and bring something new to it. If we think we can make the performance of a product better, we'll always keep engineering it and try and get the best out of a product, because innovation is always changing. So, you know, now we're sulfate-free, paraben-free, you know, like I said, you know, hyaluronic acids. There's so many new things that are coming to the market, and you can always make performance better and better. So we'll continue to make the best products we can.
That's probably something a lot of people don't know, our listeners and consumers of the brand, is that you constantly go back even to our existing products and redevelop them because you want them to be the best that they can be.
Yeah, we try and re-engineer them, and obviously trends change as well. So you might have a product that's probably, you know, it did its job for a certain season or a certain time, and then you think, okay, what if we add this to it and we can make a dual product out of it, or we could add this to it and make that performance better now. So we're constantly going through every single product and making sure it works.
Joey, we've got a little bit of time left, so let's talk about Miracle Hair Treatment, our hero product. Tell us where that all began and where that is now.
Yeah, well, Miracle Hair Treatment probably, you know, holds a special place in my heart, because that was our first product, our number one product globally now. We launched this product and it just went viral. Everyone wanted it. Everyone wanted it in their hair. It was the perfect product. And now that's grown. You know, obviously we started with the Miracle Hair Treatment, then went to Miracle Spray, then we had a Miracle Mask, and obviously now we've got the launch of Miracle Shampoo and Conditioner. These are a product in a product. It's its own little
a brand within a brand.
And yeah, it's its own range now. But also we have the Miracle Booster, which is it's for a salon use only, but that is a great treatment for the back base. And I mean, our staff love it. It gives awesome shine, makes the hair feel beautiful and easy to apply. And it's a short, you know, you can take 3 to 5 minutes, makes the hair feel nice, soft, marshmallowy. But what it does to the hair is brilliant. So it is a range in a range. Miracle is my number one.
And different fragrances as well. So we've got the coconut in all of the range, apart from the spray, which is melon.
Yeah, melon, yeah.
And who knows, more products to come within that range.
Yeah. Every bathroom I go into, friends, family, people I know, there's always a miracle floating around there or in their bag. And everyone will always say, you walk down the streets, everyone's like, oh, you're creative director for 11. I love that miracle. You know, it's always an opening statement. I love miracle, you know, and then it opens up so many doors to so many other products.
Joey, I think that's been a really good snapshot for, as we said at the beginning, listeners who really wanted a bit of a refresh about the 11 Australia brand story, but listeners who are new to the brand and really hadn't heard from you and prefer to listen as opposed to watch or head to our website. But just as a recap, Joey, if we talk about where the brand became, what you're saying is it was really a response to the market and to your staff, a product range that was easy to understand. You have over 12 salons, which includes barbershops as well.
Yeah, so we do barbershops, blow-dry bars, and then we have the salons, and then we also have an academy as well. So we're constantly training, innovative. We've got everything. I started off as a hairdresser, and we've got education, we've got shops, and the products are a major part of what we do.
I think that's been the nice thing as well. Hairdresser to hairdresser, you know how products perform and how you actually want them to perform as well. So great to chat. How do people follow you? How do people follow 11 Australia?
If you go to our pages at 11 Australia on Instagram, we're always there. And you can always, I'm at Joey Scandizzo, drop me a message. So if you've got any questions and you're in the car one day driving and a client asks you a question you need an answer, don't be afraid to DM me. You'll always find me on my phone on Insta. I'm always floating through looking for new ideas and, you know, having a good look at Insta. So you can always reach out or you can always go to our website. You'll find everything on our 11australia.com, all the information you need to know about our brand.
So head to at 11 Australia on Instagram or at Joey Scandizzo on Instagram as well. Joey, thanks very much for your time. Thanks, everyone. And we look forward to chatting to you again soon.
Take care. See you, guys.
Bye.